Welcome to Reflection on Monday, a weekly podcast where it's all about giving you inspiration, motivation, and resources to empower you to thrive and win. And now, your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Intimacy is a powerful drive. It's a craving in every human being to find or get closer to someone. This craving is second only to survival itself. It's so powerful that if not properly handled, could make a mockery out of many of us. According to research, most women who are fatherless or don't have a father figure in their lives become pregnant teenagers. Why? It's a craving for intimacy. Many develop or choose to stay in wrong relationships for this same reason. A craving for intimacy. I remember a story about a friend who had just lost his mother. The family was well-to-do, well-educated, polished, and seemed to have everything. After his mother died, his father was left all alone at home with a maid hired to take care of his needs. All the children had to leave because they were all grown and each had their homes. They also had various responsibilities to take care of. In no time, his father started getting close to a woman who sold cold food on the road close to the house. It was hard to comprehend. He had always been poised, well-mannered and decent. Before his wife died, he hardly stepped out of the house on foot. He was always in his car and rarely needed to stop on the road. But now, he would put on just shorts and sit by the road with her, while she sold her rice and beans to customers. It was very hard for anyone to understand. Not long after, he had a meeting with his children, telling them he wanted to get married to her. As expected, they were appalled. "How can you do this?" they said. "This woman gives me joy," was his reply. That was all that mattered. It had nothing to do with whether it made sense or not, how logical it seems, or people's opinion. The only thing most important was a craving he had and how she was satisfied with it. In this series, I want to talk to us about sex in the city. Our city is so sex-obsessed. Erotic images on billboards, films, televisions, and a thousand other stimulants are bombarding us every day. This generation is sexually saturated. Regardless of your faith, you are not exempted from this temptation. The godliest of men can fall a prey to it. I remember the Jewish account of King David's dynasty, when his son Amon fell in love with his fairer sister Tamar. He was so madly in love in court with her that he formed the story around sickness so he could lay with her. But after lying with her, it was said in the story that he actually hated her. There are a lot of research findings about sex in our cities today. About 20% more males and females are having sex today by the age of 18 than they were in the early 1970s. About 10% of 12-year-olds, 40% of 16-year-olds, and about 80% of 19-year-olds have had sex. There is a strong ignorance of sex in this world. Many young people are ill-informed about sex. This is the reason Sex in the City is being put together as a podcast. In a subsequent part of this series, I'll be telling us a lot about sex from my book, Put On Your Pants. Thank you.
Wow, I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com, or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEWMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.